This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Democrats are getting testy over the effort to force a U.S. House vote on banning abortion-related infanticide. In an exchange before the U.S. House, one member tried to say that Republicans didn't care about this issue last year, but House Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana quickly replied that only recent months have seen state laws trying to normalize up to 1,300 postpartum infanticide deaths after failed abortions annually. Actor Dean Cain is calling out Hollywood bullies for threatening Georgia politicians over moves to ban abortion. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he's unfazed by recent calls from Hollywood to reverse his state's abortion position. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. The movie Unplanned has moved up to fourth place at U.S. theaters. For an independent film debut, Unplanned boasts the highest audience count per showing in U.S. history. Though deprived of mass media marketing, Unplanned earned 2 to 3 times early expectations, and audiences gave it a 93% favorable rating. One U.S. senator wants Twitter investigated for what seems to be systematic attacks on the pro-life film. Father Frank Pavone says that if Americans saw abortions the way Abby Johnson sees them in this movie, America would reject the killing of the unborn. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.